Welcome to a new episode of Howling with Second Grade. We're your hosts, Ms. Lazo,
Ms. Lopez,
Ms. Okamoto,
and Ms. Torsak.
This week, we would like to share a nice inspirational quote with you. It says, "Believe in your own magic. You already have what it takes. Dream big. Be bold. Have faith. Inhale positivity. Exhale self-doubt. You've got this."
Even with the struggles of distance learning, we must stick together and stay positive.
One thing that struck me in this quote was just about the positivity. When you think in a positive way or surround yourself with positive people, you will find that good things happen. Remember to think all the good things that you are doing and believe in yourself.
I want you to remember that you have what it takes. Hard work always goes a long way.
This week, our learning targets are, for social-emotional, we will be talking more about self-management, how to take better control of ourselves, and how to set ourselves up for success. We'll also be focusing on goal setting, what that means, what goals are, and we'll be challenging our wolves to set goals for the upcoming weeks and months that lie ahead of distance learning and just being in school.
In math, we'll be focusing on what a number is worth. Students will recognize and identify the correct values for given numbers.
This week in science, we will step into the role of a scientist. We will make observations of all the things around us.
In reading this week, we'll be learning to make personal connections with the stories we are reading. This might mean that we identify with the main character, have had similar experiences, or we're just interested in what's happening in the story. In writing, we're learning to identify a complete thought. Many of our students are still learning the difference between a fragment and a complete sentence. So we will be helping them know the difference between the two.
Just a couple reminders for this week. Fridays are minimum day schedule. Please note the schedule on our Friday daily learning checklist for the different meeting times. Also, please double check your child's small group time each day, as it is still subject to change. We continue to adjust our groups as needed as we re-evaluate each week.
Another reminder about the checklist is that we are doing our best to try to help students stay on track. Remember to have students watch the video released each morning that covers our daily schedule.
Don't forget to take breaks between tasks. If a task is taking too long and you need support, make sure you reach out to your child's teacher.
For our teacher tip this week, we just want to encourage our wolves to continue to be successful during distance learning. One way to do this is to focus on self-management. It is important at this point to build routines, have a regular place to learn, eat healthy meals before class begins, drink plenty of water, and keep our learning space organized to the best of their abilities. We always encourage all of our wolves to keep their den clean and strive for being at their best to learn each day.
Here are some important dates to note. On Tuesday, September 1st, the conversation with the community will take place at 5:30. Join the ASA team to hear what is going on at our school. Be on the lookout for information on how to join the conversation. Also, on Monday, September 7th, there will be no school due to Labor Day. That's it for our regularly scheduled program. Keep listening to hear from our special guest this week. Hi, everybody. This week, we're trying a new thing out, and we've invited a special guest to come and join us. We just noticed that we have a big school community, and we're used to collaborating with them, so we thought it'd be nice to let you hear from somebody else. This week, we have Leslie Carrillo Escobar with us. She's our school psychologist. Leslie, can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Yes, Stacey, thank you for having me on. I basically, you know, work with students, assessing them, giving counseling sessions, checking in on them, just making sure they're doing well and, you know, staying on track with their schoolwork and stuff.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. So this week we just noticed kind of an uptick in emails and concerns from parents just talking about their workload and just stress with distance learning. So we thought it'd be great if you can come and kind of talk to us about that a little bit.
Definitely, definitely. So I think a good thing to first figure out is, you know, what is stress, right? So I looked it up in the dictionary, and stress is, it basically said it's a mental strain caused from opposing or hostile challenging situations.
I think we're definitely in a hostile and challenging situation.
Yes, for sure.
Definitely, definitely. So you can feel things like you could be unmotivated, you can feel irritated, exhausted, have feelings of hopelessness. Maybe you can't sleep at night, and then you can also develop like physical symptoms such as headaches, stomach aches, or body aches.
Those are a lot of symptoms. When we notice ourselves having that happen, what are some things we can do to kind of manage that or even to recognize it? Because sometimes we feel those things and we know something is happening, but we can't put a name on it.
Definitely, definitely. So if you know yourself the best, so if you start to feel any of these things, I do have a few tips. I think one of the major things that even us as adults can do is prioritize self-care. So doing something that you really, really like at the end of the day, or even start your morning that way. But I kind of like doing it at the end of the day, you know, so something like maybe like a bubble bath or like a little break. I don't know. Some of our kiddos like to play video games and stuff. So that kind of takes your mind off of all the other things that are going on.
Oh, I like that tip. That sounds like a good tip for our kids.
Yes, and I have another couple of tips, Stacey. You could also write your feelings down, so journaling. It does take the weight off your shoulders because you're able to express that on paper, and then you'll realize, oh, I feel a lot better once you put it down on paper. You can practice breathing. That helps slow down your heart rate, and it just kind of makes you feel a lot better after that. Another tip is exercise. It's a big one. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but after like maybe doing something vigorous like running or playing basketball, you kind of feel a lot better after that. And visualize your goals. It gives you motivation and it helps you create a plan for yourself. Another thing I like to tell my kiddos is eat healthy and drink plenty of water because your body functions a lot better than being, you know, all hyped up on sugars and salts. Get enough sleep because that's the way your brain recharges. And if you really, really feel like you need to, talk to a counselor or someone like me because it does help, you know. It helps for you to get everything off of your shoulders as well.
I love it. Those sound like super great tips that we can easily implement in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. I think it'll be helpful for both our students as well as our whole the parents, our whole family involved too.
All right. Thank you for joining us, Leslie. We appreciate having you here, and thank you for giving us those great tips for our students and families.
Thank you so much for having me, you guys. I really appreciate it.
That's it for this week. I'm Miss Lazo.
I'm Miss Lopez.
I'm Miss Okamoto.
And I'm Miss Torsak.
Second grade squad signing off.
Oh!